BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi, here is Scott Mills' daily podcast for Friday. Something pretty cool to do in your office involving Alan Partridge saying the word Dan a lot, which you'll enjoy. Follow me, follow you, but who follows who on Twitter? The really awkward game, which celebs that are supposed to be best mates in real life don't follow each other on Twitter. It's a revelation. Real or No Real, featuring Radio 1 DJ special with Greg James. Enjoy. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. I'm looking forward to this. Uncle Crackalot. Going on a bit now. Find nobody else like me. Follow me, follow you, but who follows who? This is a great game. Our Twitter game is back. Those awkward moments when you realise that all the Spice Girls follow each other on Twitter, apart from Victoria Beckham, who doesn't follow any of the others. So what happens is I give you the people. You just tell me if you think they follow each other. Ready?
I'm ready.
There's points in this for you if you get it correct, if you give the correct answer. Okay, here's your first one. Who remembers this hit? Carly Rae Jepsen and Owl City. They made a massive, massive song together, number one in so many countries. You would think they'd be best mates, but does Carly Rae Jepsen follow Owl City on Twitter?
Surely. Surely. I'm going to say yes.
Yes, she does. Does Owl City follow Carly Rae Jepsen on Twitter?
I would have said Carly Rae Jepsen's more famous. I'm going to say yes.
Nope. No follow. Ooh. From him to her. Ouch. Oh. You know Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills?
I do.
Do you think he follows Radio 1 Extra DJ Trevor Nelson?
Now, this is your own game, so I'd assume that you've... Even if you weren't before, you are now following absolutely anyone connected with this radio station. So I'm going to say yes.
Do I follow Trevor Nelson?
Yeah.
It's a yes. But does Trevor Nelson follow Scott Mills?
Now, you see him every day. Because he's in the studio opposite just before.
Yeah, he does a show on 1 Extra, like, just finishing when I start mine. So he's right opposite every
day. So you always have a lovely chat. I always assumed you were good mates.
Yeah, we are. We always chat.
So I'm going to say yes, he does follow you.
Nope, no follow there from Trevor Nelson.
No.
For me.
Do you think this will be a bit like when we said that Zane Lowe, and we noticed he wasn't following you, then we said it, and a good sort of minute or two later, he was following you?
Well, whatever works, isn't it?
Just a little note. How do you there, feel Trevor? About this?
I feel fine. Now, here's a good one for you. The cast from Friends. They are all great mates, right? Of course they are.
Surely.
Or are they? No one told you life was gonna be this way. Now, LeBlanc and Aniston aren't on Twitter, sadly. But of the others, let's do these. Does David Schwimmer follow Matthew Perry?
Yes.
Does Matthew Perry follow David Schwimmer?
Yes.
Does Schwimmer follow Kudrow?
Yes.
Does Kudrow follow Schwimmer?
Yes.
Does Perry follow Cox?
Yes.
Does Cox follow Perry?
Yes.
Does Perry follow Kudrow?
This is tricky. Yes.
Does Kudrow follow Perry?
Yes.
Does Courtney Cox follow David Schwimmer?
Yes.
Does David Schwimmer follow Courtney Cox?
Yes.
No!
The only one?
Yes. Awkward.
So, of all those, where are we at? Schwimmer doesn't follow...
All of the cast of Friends follow each other, except David Schwimmer, who follows all of them except Courtney Cox.
Ooh.
That's a good one, isn't it? That's a good one. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. I like it that so many people are now trying to find other awkward situations like duos or trios where they might not follow each other on Twitter. For those wondering, we just checked now, Beyonce, Kelly and Pam all follow each other on Twitter. There's no scandal there, nothing to see here. That's all been taken care of. All three of Destiny's Child, they do follow each other. even though they weren't keen on doing single ladies where they're at the Super Bowl?
I may have an explanation over Schwimmer's beef.
Okay.
Someone's texted
with Courtney Cox, yes.
Ryan from Belfast. It said David Schwimmer is best friends with David Arquette.
You don't know who that is, do you?
Courtney's ex. So that could explain the unfollowing or the non-existent following in the first place.
Also, Ryan in Belfast finishes his text with, "You need to watch more E! News." Ryan, I don't. I watch a lot of E! News, believe me. Juliana, Ryan, they're my friends. But I didn't know that, so that could be awkward. Maybe that's why. David Arquette, no. Are you even aware who David Schwimmer is?
I know who David Schwimmer is. He was in Band of Brothers, wasn't he?
Right, yeah. I just quite like it you don't know any actors at all. If you spot anyone else that you think really should be following each other because they're on TV together or maybe they're in a band together, but they really don't, if you discover any of these, then let me know about it. I find it quite fascinating. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Right, so how have you been annoying people in the office, please, Chris?
Well, you know when people go on lunch, and we've got this big open-plan office here, so there's loads of computers that are left when people go on lunch.
Yeah.
And they just sort of walk away from them, go down to the canteen, do whatever they do. I found this, like, there's this famous bit of Alan Partridge. Have you ever seen it? And the bit I'm talking about is where he sees someone he knows called Dan in a car park, and he just shouts, "Dan, Dan, Dan."
I've got it here.
Dan! 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 Dan!
Well, there's this website that I found that just has that scene. The whole website is just that scene, and it just loops over and over and over Dan. Again.
Dan! 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 Dan!
Dan! It just goes on.
What's the website?
Right, the website is called dandandan.net.
And it just loops it over
and over. And it just loops over and over again, shouts it really loud. So what I do is when I see someone go out to lunch, I go on their computer and type in dandandan.net, and this stuff just starts blaring out of their computer,
yeah.
And their whole screen changes.
But if you do multiple ones, obviously the Dans are all at different times, so it's going, Dan, 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 if you do loads of them.
It just winds everyone up in the office. So what I've done is this lunchtime, when everyone went out, I loaded all their computers with dandandan.net, and someone filmed me doing it.
There's a good video of this.
And you can find it on the Radio 1 Facebook if you want to see it.
Okay, Radio 1 Facebook, head to that now if you need a kind of demonstration of how to do this. But just change everyone's computer to Dan, Dan, Dan. So it'll just be the face of Alan Partridge and everyone's computer.
It's my favourite game.
We'll be doing this, but all at different times.
Dan! 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 Dan!
Have a look at the video on the Radio 1 Facebook now. We changed the whole office to Dan, Dan, Dan earlier. Try and do it. It's really fun. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, I'm good. What's going on?
Good. Well, I was just listening to the radio yesterday and I heard you talking about donkeys as pets.
Yes, I saw this old film. It was on BBC Four and it was a film they used to show in the 60s before the main event at the cinema. So you'd watch a film and then this film would be on before. And back in the old days, everyone had a donkey as a pet. I've got a little bit of a clip here from the show just to prove that I did see this show. I'm not making it up.
Tiny Tim from Ceylon is a pygmy donkey. He belongs to Jacqueline Dinich. She bought him from Whipsnade Zoo for £70. Like all donkeys, he's friendly and intelligent. If ever cars are banned from town centres, donkeys could provide an answer to shopping problems. Once you really get to know a donkey, it'll follow you like a dog.
You know, like people now have cats, like loads of people have cats. Back in the day, they all had donkeys. What are you saying?
Well, my nan, her boyfriend, who's not really her boyfriend, just she would call it a friend, he has got a picture of his two pet donkeys on his bed when he was younger.
In the 60s?
Yeah, and he decides to get his donkey out and show everybody at family gatherings.
Oh, no one wants that.
Oh, dear.
Okay, and where are the pictures of the donkey? Like, what, are they in the lounge or...?
No, he keeps them with him. I'm not sure where he keeps them, but for some reason he's always got them on him to show somebody.
No, but I mean, in the picture, where are they sat?
Oh, I see. the donkeys are on his bed.
In his bed?
They're on his bed, yeah. Well, one of them is.
Right, like sat up drinking tea with him?
Something like that, yeah.
I suppose, though, people let dogs and cats into their beds now, don't they? In the 60s, they were doing it with donkeys.
Why would it be drinking tea? What household pet does that?
I don't know. It's just kind of casual.
Also, I've got a question for you, Scott. You said the other day that you broke your bed.
Yes, I
don't have... It's nothing to do with a donkey.
Not at all. I do want one, though, because like, it goes in cycles. Like, pets, donkeys weren't on for a while. They haven't been on for ages. In the 60s, they were. I want one. It's coming back. OK, I'd like to see that picture, Lauren, if you can possibly send it to me.
I will. I'll have a look, see what I can do.
That'd be awesome. OK, just tweet it to me or something.
OK.
OK, good to speak to you.
Bye.
Say hi to your nan and her boyfriend that's not really her boyfriend, just her friend.
I will.
Love you, bye.
I love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. People at the Radio 1 website are describing the Dan 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 game, which we've got them to play, as an absolute phenomenon. A lot of people are noticing from the Facebook comments I see that Chris does have a hole in his jumper.
Oh,
there is a hole in his jumper in a slightly awkward place. Darren says his missus will sew it up for you if you want. I might get my mum to darn it for you. Who? And some people are saying genius. A lot of people are saying genius. You could probably win the Nobel Prize for this if people calling this video genius is taken into account. So what you do is just find the website dandandan.net. It's Alan Partridge saying Dan a lot, and it's on a loop. Put it on as many computers as you can in the workplace, and hilarity will ensue. Hello to one of our listeners called Matt in Stoke, who has just had a go at doing the Dan 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 game on as many computers as he can at a shop that rhymes with PC World.
Oh,
can't
really?
can't say which shop. And apologise if you're in the library. I'm so sorry if you're in the library and someone's tried to do it as well. That's happening quite a lot across the country too.
Scott Mills.
On BBC Radio 1.
OK. Posh Radio 4 lady has some more of your emails from this week to read out on Dear Scott. Here she is.
Dear all, I went into a shop the other day and saw this picture. My memory may be failing me, but am I right in recalling that Becky had a lie down with someone with this above their bed? I never believed it was an actual thing. Nick.
Oh, we were talking about this. You mean these lyrics on someone's wall? If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Now, the picture that Nick sent in was framed lyrics of those lyrics that you just heard from Snow Patrol. We were talking about people that had those lyrics as a stencil on their wall. You're only remembering part of the story here, Nick. Asking if Becky did have a lie down with someone with Snow Patrol lyrics as a stencil on their wall. We were just asking on the show ages ago, would it freak you out if you met someone, let's say, you're about to have a little lie down with them, and then, you see a stencil of if I lay here, if I just lay down. We decided it was a bit weird. But in answer to your question, no, Becky never ever had a lie down with someone with Snow Patrol lyrics on their wall, written on their wall. Pitbull lyrics, yes. Not Snow Patrol. A lot of people have a lot of lyrics written on their wall.
I've just found some lyrics on the internet, and they're from Aerosmith. I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep.
Yeah, I don't want to miss a thing.
I miss you, babe, and I don't want to miss a thing. Above their bed on a stencil. I mean, why?
That would freak me
Why
out.
Would you do that?
I don't fancy that.
Dear Scott, thanks to your French accents feature last year, I have recently moved to France. I have to say that they love a bit of the English.
Is that awful?
And I'm quite surprised Chris was not as lucky when speaking with the ladies. Je voudrais une baguette, even when said in my northern accent, seems to work wonders, especially when not in a patisserie. Anyway, maybe I'll keep you posted, as I think I'll be here for a few years. Loving the French. Love you. Chris Leonard, originally off of Grimsby.
Loving the French.
We'll be loving the French.
So that person moved to France just because of this show. That is incredible.
What a lad.
That's brilliant. What a lad. Loving the French. Bienvenue to you and the best of luck. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, TOTDS, the PR4L and anyone else who happens to be there. I've just listened to the podcast with Chris's German exchange tap end in it. Now, later on this year, my German exchange is coming over to England. And then even later on, I will be going to Germany. Now, you may wonder why I'm telling you this, but I've not been put off the idea. This is mainly because, although I'm meant to be good at German, I don't really think I am. What if my partner's parents speak to me in constant German? Plus, I'm worried I will say something I didn't maybe mean to say. Something rude, perhaps. Lol. Smiley. Cheers, Chris. From Alexi, off of Chandler's Ford.
Yes, Chandler's Ford! Good place, that. Near Eastleigh.
I understand his concern. I mean, that was the thing when you go on a German exchange. The worry about having to constantly speak German is...
I know. Imagine that, in their own country, having to speak German in a German household. Awful. Should they be worried after your German exchange tap-end stories? Because they're coming over soon.
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried.
You maybe think yours was an isolated incident?
Maybe it was.
Good luck with that. And bienvenue. Next.
Dear Scott, we listen to your podcast in Australia. My children and husband sing Bish Bash Bosh all the time. Everyone looks at them strangely when we're out as they don't understand. Will it be available for download? Also, we have McFlurry Pavlova. Know how much you love the Pavlova.
Bosh.
Love you, bye. Sarah, Brisbane, Australia. Formerly from Northampton, UK.
Oh, I could just bosh a Pavlova now. Pavlova now.
Pavlova.
Can't do it. Bish Bash Bosh.
Bish Bash Bosh. Having a laugh in Prague. Washing some banter with your beer. Not
you don't really need to download it. It's on this podcast all the time.
Bish Bash Bosh. Having a laugh in Prague. About her, with your beer, not
Fanta. There we are. There we are, Australia.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know, the other day I was saying that my house is spooked and something's out to get me.
Yeah.
I'm now absolutely convinced. So, the other day I was in my... Well, no, I was about to go into my living room and heard this massive crash and a massive bit of concrete, like a circular bit of concrete, have fallen from the ceiling, taking the light with it. Now, 5 minutes later, I would have been in that room, could have probably been killed. Okay?
Mm.
Then, the next day, in the kitchen, I'm making some food. Smash! A glass vase, like a flower vase, falls off the kitchen cabinet at the top, right next to me, almost killing me. Again, I didn't get injured. Like, last night, my alarm in my house starts going off, even though I haven't set it.
Oh, really?
At like 1 a.m. in the morning, I'm like, what's that noise? It's my alarm going off. But I haven't set my alarm at that point.
You see, the other
stuff... Because my flatmate wasn't in yet.
The other stuff I could put down to sort of shoddy DIY from either you, your flatmate, or whoever sorted
your house. No, it was
the
previous tenant. But so, the ceiling thing, then the glass vase, now the alarm going off, and I've heard it's gone off again today while someone's been in.
So who are you going to call?
I don't know. But there's something is out to get me. And also, this morning, I was just making my porridge, and in my kitchen, you know, there's like a little skylight thing where you can see the sky?
Mm.
There was a teddy bear on the skylight.
So do you think this teddy bear is the cause of all your DIY drama?
That's
and your
straight out of a horror film, isn't it?
You're being haunted by a
there's
teddy
a
bear.
There's a teddy bear, because I look up and I'm like, ah! Since turns out my flatmate put the teddy bear there.
Why?
Because of the last three occasions when I told him I was being spooked. So he thought it'd be hilarious to put one of his old teddy bears on the skylight to make it like some kind of horrible horror film.
Oh.
So that's him. But apart from that, imagine that. You're looking up after these three things have happened, the vase, the ceiling, then the alarm, and then you look up and there's a blooming dead teddy bear above you.
A dead teddy bear?
Well, it's, you know what I mean?
Okay. But
not they don't live.
The
do
teddy
they?
Bear's definitely not haunting your house.
Well, no, but he put it there. But what I'm saying, he's just trying to freak me out. But definitely something about, I told you before, and everyone's like, yeah, definitely there's something weird going on in my house.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And it's Friday. Greg James is here.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Dan.
Oh, what have you been doing with Dan today?
Dan. We have a video which is very well liked by the general public.
Good.
On the Radio 1 Facebook. And, like, how many likes now? How many likes?
It's great stats.
What about the stats?
Just under 2,000.
Great stats.
Yeah.
Oh, look
all
at those
about
stats.
The stats. Look at my stats.
Lovely stats.
Get your stats out for the lads.
That's right, I've got them out. How many?
Just under 2,000.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
2,000, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's better than 1,000.
Go and have a look. It is better than 500, even.
Yeah.
Go and have a look at the Radio 1 Facebook, and you can see Chris changing all of the computers in the Radio 1 office to Alan Partridge going, Dan, it's so good.
He's everyone's idol, especially in radio, isn't he? Yeah. Not Chris, I mean Alan Partridge.
I model myself on him.
Rude.
Some people model themselves on Chris, but I wouldn't advise him.
So it's the last Radio 1 DJ special, real or no real. We've been getting to know the presenters and all the staff here at Radio 1 this week on Access All Areas. And this is just another way of doing it. Some facts about your favourite people you listen to on the radio. Here we go.
Before hosting One Extra's flagship new music show, Mr. Jam was an actor and played cheery chef Minty Sutton in Crossroads during the soap's 2001 remake. The show was cancelled in 2003.
Imagine it. Mr. Jam, amazing Radio 1 Extra DJ. Was he a character called Minty who was a chef in a 2001 remake of Crossroads?
Minty?
Minty.
What? As in... So they nicked that name for EastEnders a few years later?
Yeah.
Minty?
Yeah, a chef.
Who was a chef? Was he called Mr. Jam in it?
No, he was called Minty.
Well, it would make sense if he was the jam man. Like he just made jam. That's where he got it. Maybe I've always wanted to know where the name came from.
Yeah.
That's why. Mr. Jam, the chef.
Real or no real?
I can't believe it's real.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
I can't believe it's real.
No real.
In Crossroads. I'm going to say real. I'd love it to be real.
That one is real.
I'm Googling
he's
this.
He's not going to be happy with that, I don't think.
No, it's out there. I've talked to him about it before.
Have you?
Oh
yes.
Oh my God, here it is. Look, we got it.
Yeah, he's on.
Check out this picture.
Actual fact, he was an actor in Crossroads.
He's posing there with Soup and Whisk.
Oh my God. Do you know, he's got a catchphrase. Do you see this? Look, it says, his catchphrase is, shut it, you Muppet, nobody's supposed to know. Our pirate radio transmitter is on the roof.
There we are.
Occupation, kitchen assistant.
Yeah. it's no nice to see nice, is it? But it'll do as a catchphrase.
Well, it's good that he's got a history in soaps.
That's amazing. I'm going to go and speak to him about this.
Yeah. Fact. Next.
In 1995, Radio 1 ran a pioneering feature called Nelson's Column, in which DJ Trevor Nelson was airlifted onto the top of the Trafalgar Square landmark, where he would salute at passing tourists.
Definitely. It definitely sounds like the 90s.
It certainly does.
Nelson's Column. That's what Radio 1 was like in the 90s, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was pretty crazy.
That's right.
The idea of him being airlifted, I find kind of funny.
The sky, like a rescued whale.
The sky was the limit back then. You could do whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
If you wanted to be on Nelson's Column, you could.
That would be a great thing for Comic Relief or something like that, wouldn't it?
It'd be great.
Nelson scaling Nelson's Column.
It's really what I just said. Real or no real?
I reckon there was a feature called Nelson's Column, but it can't have been that. There must have been something else, something to do with some innuendo. Around his column.
I'm saying no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
But it was definitely a feature.
Good
definitely.
Idea.
Has to have been. Next.
Gemma Kearney loves avant-garde fashion so much, she once went to an East London party dressed as the concept of jealousy.
Now, the only thing I'd say with this is now it's Friday, I'm assuming... It's been no real every day.
These are my absolute favourite.
Well,
so far this week, we've had Gemma Kearney, who went to an East London party dressed in a Twister mat and also with a goldfish bowl on her head. But is this one
with water
real?
In.
Yes. Is this one real? She went as the concept of jealousy.
It's a good idea for a party, isn't it?
Real or no real?
I'm going to say... We've got to go. This Chris, it has to be one real one.
That's what I'm thinking.
Real then.
Now it's Friday. Friday I'm going
for real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
So everyone this week has been no real.
What's the point?
About Gemma, yeah.
What's the point? Do one real one.
When the 2004 Wimbledon Tennis Championships were interrupted by rain, Sarah Cox took it upon herself to entertain the crowd by singing Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody over the PA system.
Come on, guys.
Mama,
is this the real life? Everybody.
Just kill the man.
Did that happen at Wimbledon?
Please.
Sarah Cox rallying in the crowd while the rain was on by before they had the roof.
Oh, I'd love that.
By singing.
I'm trying to, because I know Sarah listens a lot, so I'm trying to picture her little face now.
And
I think
she would have had a couple of pims. Let's be honest.
I see a little silhouette of a man. How do you turn the microphone on? It's not working.
Is that your Sarah Cox impression?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. I'm going to say real. I really hope this is real. And if it is, Sarah, if you're listening, I want you to do it again on Monday. Please, I want this to be real.
It's quite Cliff Richard, which I like.
Real.
I'm saying no real, but I hope she does it if this is no real.
That one is no real.
Oh!
What a shame.
This shatters all the dreams, this feature.
And next.
When he was younger, Nick Grimshaw had an imaginary pet camel, which he would walk to school each day on the end of an imaginary lead. The lead had to be held at shoulder height due to the size of the animal. When Nick needed to go into a shop, he'd even make his mum stand outside to look after the camel.
That's a lot of detail in there, isn't there?
Isn't it?
And that suggests to me that it's not true.
Do you think?
Yeah.
What, the whole thing about the shoulder height?
There's too much info. But then, this week, we've discovered with Nick that he has a fascination with Egypt.
He loves it.
Loves the mummies. Like...
Always a problem.
Yeah.
He loves the pharaohs also.
Yes. Yeah.
So, real or no real to Nick Grimshaw's imaginary camel, is that one?
I'm going to say no real on this one.
I'm going to say no real as well.
That one is real.
Okay.
He's
good.
So weird.
I know.
He's seriously like weird, isn't he?
Imagine it though.
Oh, I love the mummies.
Sick. I've got a camel. Mum, hold it. I'm in the shops.
Sick.
Obsessed with my camel.
Take it to the doctors. My camel's sick.
Obsessed. And at the end of that round of real or no real,
I scored 20. Greg scored 20.
That's okay.
Well done, everyone. Well, not actually. It's a rubbish score, but at least you both got the same.
It's all right.
So that was Friday's show in a handy podcast format without the music and all that, just our best bits. We'll do the same for your Monday after the show, or if you can, join us 1 till 4, BBC Radio 1, Monday. Stop.